News, I'm Joe Palca. The nation's Homeland Security chief has resigned amid the Trump administration's growing frustration with the number of migrant families crossing the southern border. Kirstjen Nielsen says it was her idea. Others say maybe not. To shed some light, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Sources say the final straw came the past few days. On Friday, the president announced he was pulling acting Immigration and Customs Enforcement Chief Ron Vitiello's nomination to be permanent director.
We're going in a little different direction.
Nielsen did not get a heads up and wanted to discuss it with the president during their border visit Friday. When that didn't happen, she asked for a meeting here at the White House yesterday and walked in ready to resign, depending on what he said. Officials described mounting frustrations. The president with the situation at the border and Nielsen by administration actions she felt were counterproductive. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Election Day, Tuesday in Israel. Palestinians in the Gaza Strip reacted with indifference to upcoming Israeli elections on Monday, with many saying that the situation in Gaza will remain unchanged whoever wins. Mahmoud Zanin is a Gaza City resident. Netanyahu, he says, Bennett or Hazan are the same policy. They work for the state of Israel or their own interests. There is no difference between Bennett and Netanyahu. In the final days of the campaign, the race appears too close to call as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faces a strong challenge from Benny Gantz, a popular former army chief. Polls show Netanyahu's Likud party and Gantz's new blue and white party are neck and neck, but the surveys give Likud a slight advantage in being able to put together a governing coalition with smaller like-minded parties. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party is asking for a recount of votes in Istanbul after the ruling party lost last week's mayoral election. This is VOA News. An American woman and her driver are said to be in good health and in safe hands after they'd been kidnapped by gunmen in a Ugandan national park. 56-year-old Kimberly Sue Endicott and her driver were kidnapped by four gunmen near a wilderness camp inside Queen Elizabeth National Park Tuesday evening. An elderly couple who were robbed but not taken alerted a park official to the abduction. Hard to believe, but it's been 25 years since the horrifying massacre of human life in Rwanda, where over 800,000 people were brutally murdered. Historians attribute the cause of the genocide to the assassination of then-Rwandan President Juvenal Habyarimana. Cora True-Frost, a Syracuse University professor who had worked with international criminal tribunals in Sierra Leone and East Timor, said the brutality of the Rwandan people is not unique in history, but the death toll does scare the world and makes many ask questions.
What would normally be an extraordinary crime, the crime of murder, became ordinary in part because people were desensitized and political grievances were high, and there was a possibility of redistribution of power that was imminent and threatening to many people, and they allowed themselves to be led by leaders who were particularly intent on power.
In the lead up to the 25th genocide commemoration, tensions have been mounting between Rwanda and Uganda. Rwanda accused Uganda of supporting groups opposed to the government in Kigali. Venom from a dangerous spider could give stroke patients a better chance of survival, that according to Australian biochemists. They have found that a neurotoxin secreted by the Fraser Island funnel web spider contains a molecule that stalls the effects of a stroke has on the brain. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
A bite from the Fraser Island funnel web spider can kill a person in 15 minutes, but its venom could be life-saving and used to develop a drug to prevent brain damage. Scientists say the toxins can shut off a pathway in the brain that triggers the widespread death of cells after a stroke. Researchers at the University of Queensland believe it's a breakthrough that could protect stroke patients while they're being taken to hospital.
We've shown that you can give this drug up to 8 hours after the stroke and still get really massive protection of the brain.
The Fraser Island funnel web spider is unique to the Australian state of Queensland. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The World Health Organization says the stroke is the second leading cause of death globally and the third leading cause of disability. For more on these stories, voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
News. It's the